Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County sees rise in suicide deaths. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Campbell County recorded an increase in suicide deaths in 2025, with 16 residents losing their lives, up from 14 the year before. According to the Gillette News Record, local prevention leaders say the numbers highlight the ongoing challenge of encouraging people in crisis to seek help. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Wyoming ranks among the states with the highest suicide rates in the nation, placing third in 2023 with 26.3 deaths per 100,000 residents. Tedrick Walker, Campbell County's community prevention specialist, says changing the conversation around mental health remains a top priority. Walker said people need to keep talking and asking the questions we're afraid to ask. Do you need help? Are you going through something? Men continue to be disproportionately affected. Of the 16 suicide deaths last year, 13 were men. Ashley McRae, chair of Campbell County Suicide Awareness and Prevention, says cultural attitudes, often described as the cowboy up mentality, can make it harder for people to open up about struggles. Local agencies are expanding outreach efforts, including a new resource website, CampbellCountyPrevention.org, and community training programs aimed at helping residents recognize warning signs and connect with support. Prevention leaders say progress is being made, but the work continues. McRae said one suicide is too many, but we are seeing more people reach out for help. If you or someone you know is struggling, help is available. You can call or text 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, anytime. Wyoming lawmaker proposes $1 per acre land sales. A Cheyenne Republican lawmaker is proposing a sweeping plan to sell state land to Wyoming families for just $1 an acre in an effort to address the state's housing shortage. According to Cowboy State Daily, State Representative Jacob Wasserberger of Cheyenne unveiled the Wyoming Homestead Opportunity Program, which would require the state to sell between 30 and 200,000 acres of non-trust state land in 10-acre parcels. The Office of State Lands and Investments would identify land for new housing clusters, while protected lands such as parks, school lands, and wildlife areas would be excluded. Under the proposal, buyers would have to be a Wyoming resident and could only build single-family homes. Businesses, apartments, and short-term rentals would be prohibited. The bill has already drawn criticism. David Williams of the National Wildlife Federation questioned whether suitable land exists near communities facing the biggest housing pressures, including Jackson, Cheyenne, and Laramie, and warned the state could be underselling its land. If approved, the proposal would include $250,000 to begin land studies and potential sales. The bill is expected to generate significant debate as lawmakers weigh housing needs against the future of Wyoming's public lands. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.